The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
She really hates him, it's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing. Go ahead, test yours.
Test.
You test. Have to talk. No, talk louder.
Test.
That's fine. How to do that again?
Test.
Test, 1, 2.
Just test, say, 1, 2.
1, 2, 3.
Test, 1, 2, 3.
No, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Did I say test first?
You say test. Testing. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Perfect. That's how you do testing. You can do it too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
No, that's not how you do it.
No, that's how you do it.
No, listen, go testing, then testing, 1, 2, then testing, 1, 2, 3.
Testing. Testing, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, 3. It's this, testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
No, that's how amateurs do it. Aren't you a pro? Are you a pro or an amateur?
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
You're an amateur. That's why, you know what?
Testing, testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
Good, now you're a pro. Would you rather be a pro or an amateur?
Amateur. Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Scram, you're an amateur. Beat it, amateur. You don't care? Yeah, well, that's why when we did a joke contest at dinner tonight, you did old jokes. How do you like that?
Hey.
Yeah. Mommy and I made new ones, and you did old ones. Hacky. All right, let's get started. Sorry for the interruption.
Should I put a log on the fire before we get started?
No.
Well, let it go out.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're not sitting by the fire doing... This isn't like a U-log.
This is a fireside chat with Rich and Bonnie renewing their wedding vows tonight on tonight's program.
What were our wedding vows? They were pretty stupid, weren't they? Like, they were like, just like...
Just don't hit the other person or something.
It was like some... We didn't even have any... We didn't have... What did we have? Like a... We didn't have a priest or a rabbi or justice of the peace from Canada. Is that what it was?
Yeah, that I found online.
And what
I just chose because of the name.
What do we have? What was the name?
I don't remember now.
And what do we have to pay? We had to pay something?
Of course. Yes. I had to go to her house.
No, you
didn't. And meet with her. Yes. When she was like, I don't know what we had to talk about, but I was like, I don't want anything religious. I want it to be as fast as humanly possible. And that was that.
It was pretty quick.
Yeah, it was the whole thing from beginning to end was like 15 minutes.
Did she stay for the ceremonies?
I don't know.
Did she cut a rug? I don't remember.
I don't recall.
Did we dance? We danced, right?
We danced.
Was that fun?
I guess. Weddings aren't my thing.
Me either. I don't like weddings.
We should have just eloped.
Mine. What?
Why didn't we elope?
Because I just, I would have eloped because it was my second marriage, but you wanted to make a big thing out of it.
Did I
want to
make a big thing out of
it?
Is that how you remember things?
Yes, you go, yeah, my family, everybody's excited. My sisters.
Well, my family was excited. They never thought it was going to happen.
You know, I'm sure you didn't either. And they were like,
why? Why wouldn't I think it would happen?
Because you know you better than anybody, and you know you're not easy to live with or get along with, so you would think, you know, but you at that time were a great actress and you covered up a lot, and I'm not going to lie, there's nothing wrong with it.
And
I love you.
And you had many red flags. Why didn't I?
I
should have been alerted to.
You were deceiving. You were quite deceiving. I should have known it right when we were having that lunch and you started screaming and yelling and like some crazy fight over just nothing, you know. And then I bought you pants, and I don't want them. I said, I didn't want
you to buy me something. I was trying to
I
say,
I bought
like,
them before that, and then you went and returned them and bought something else anyhow.
Yeah, I just took them because it was, you were like forcing me, so I had to buy something, and then I didn't like them.
And you returned and took the money and bought drugs.
That's
you
not
buy,
true.
You bought pot. You did.
No.
What'd you buy?
I don't remember. I don't remember any of that.
Used to fly to L.A. and take you shopping and buy.
All right, listen. If you want to talk about it with rose-colored glasses, I'd be willing to listen. But I'm not going to sit here and listen.
Rose-colored glasses? What does that mean? Like fake? I'm talking.
No,
about.
If you want to like reminisce in a way that's like, oh, I remember being happy and it was great. But yeah. I don't want to sit here and listen to you bitterly. You were a fucking cunt back then. I just didn't realize it.
I didn't say
that's
that.
That's basically what you're doing.
Not even close.
Okay.
Not even close. There's a difference between.
You always like, you tricked me into marrying you.
No, you didn't. How did you trick me?
You always say
I've
that.
I've never said you tricked me.
Oh, my God.
No, I never once say you tricked me.
You've never said it as a joke.
Not tricked,
you
no.
You always say it as a joke.
Oh, no. I never said you tricked me. I said you lied about certain things when we got married, but you didn't trick me. There's no way you tricked me. I wanted to marry you. How could a girl trick a guy into marrying him unless she said, oh, I'm pregnant? I mean, how else do you trick? Unless you said, oh, I'm worth $20 million. Then we got married and I found out you had nothing. That's a trick. But, you know, I knew you didn't have $20 million or 10 or 5. So how could you possibly trick me?
Well, I didn't.
I didn't say you did ever. I've never once said you tricked me.
Let's talk about something else. You're clearly getting heated. I don't feel
I'm
like
I'm not heated. You're the one who got heated. I wasn't heated.
I wasn't sitting here talking about getting married. What a fucking horrible mistake it was.
I didn't say it was a mistake. I said, was it
what,
a quick
let one? Me, let's go back. Literally,
I never
is
said
there
it was
a way
mistake.
To play back the tape? Is there
no.
a way or is
no,
there
no, we don't
a
have
way
that kind of technology.
What you were talking about was not in any way a positive or wonderful. Didn't sound like a nice experience.
I started off. Wait, let's backtrack.
No,
you
no.
want to backtrack? I go, when we got married, justice of the peace,
yes.
And you said the first negative thing, make it as quick as possible.
That wasn't negative to you.
But you said, I don't like weddings. You said, I'm not a wedding person.
Rich, but I didn't ever. Who cares? I don't want.
Okay.
This is turning into exactly. You're right. I'm wrong. You always are right. I'm always wrong. Let's move on.
Okay. No, I'm not saying I'm right. Who's right or wrong? We're having a
discussion.
I just
don't feel like talking about our wedding when you're like.
But I never said you tricked me.
I should have known when you were at that dinner having a fight with me.
No, that was. You're the one who said. Who said red flags first? You or me?
First of all, I'm the only one who said red flags,
yes.
But I said it after you were saying you hit it, you're crazy,
I
should have known. What were you saying then?
I'm saying you were a
Stop.
Little...
Stop.
Okay.
Stop. You know what's wrong with you? You're
A
you're,
lot.
No,
oh,
it must
lot.
Be so exhausting to have to like constantly manipulate and reword and rework, and it's not even like, you know, you're not the
easiest person.
No, but you don't have the greatest vocabulary to begin with, and to reframe everything after you've said it in another way must be a very challenging aspect of your personality for yourself.
I have a pretty good vocabulary when I need to.
Here we go. Mr. I don't know thyself.
Oh, like what?
You said tonight at dinner, you were trying to say the word marginal. You said that painting's marginal, and you said, what did you say? You called it
margarine?
Margarine. You go, that painting's margarine.
No, I was joking because we were doing jokes, wordplay with our kid.
Yeah, but
wordplay with our kid.
You didn't know the right word.
I did.
You called it margarine.
I was making a butter joke. Don't you think I was making...
Here we go again with the twisting it so that it sounds okay. It wasn't. I knew from your expression. You were like, is that the right word? I go, no, it's marginal. And you go, oh, right, it's marginal.
Are you kidding me? You really don't think I was doing a joke?
No.
Oh, well, see, you don't know me.
I guess I don't. I guess I don't.
We were doing wordplay jokes with Raina.
Correct. That part I get.
Okay, I don't remember what the joke was.
Did you know the word marginal or not?
Yes, marginal, everybody.
See, how exhausting is it to constantly try to, like, repaint what already happened in a light that favors you?
Well,
Is it exhausting?
Not at all, because...
Like, do you ever just go, oh, this is actually... You know, Norton said you have Tourette's of the truth, but you only have Tourette's of the truth when it applies to things outside of yourself. You have no truth when it comes to yourself.
Oh, you're crazy. I have a lot of truth.
Oh, back to I'm crazy again.
Well, you're attacking me, Santa.
I'm
no
not
truth.
Attacking you.
You said, when someone says you have no truth of yourself.
Because you're sitting here saying, I didn't talk shitty about you.
I wasn't. I was talking about the past. I'm just saying that we...
You weren't talking about it in a way that was negative. Is that going to be your final answer on this? You were reminiscing.
I was going to lead into all the things I liked about you.
No, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is where it just, like, that just came to you just now, and you're like,
no.
Oh, here's a path out. Here's a path out. I'm going to take it.
No, we were talking about the past. We're talking about...
Wouldn't it just feel good to just fucking lay your cards on the table? I don't have a good vocabulary. You're right. It is difficult to constantly manipulate the situation. I was talking shitty about you. Wouldn't it feel good just to say it?
Wouldn't it feel good for you to come clean?
Come clean. I'll come clean on anything you want me to come clean on.
The coffee?
I don't drink coffee this late at night.
I asked Bonnie earlier, do you want coffee? I don't drink coffee late at night.
Did I say it like
yes,
that?
Yes, you said it mean because
no,
you've
I
said
didn't.
It to me so many times. Oh, so this time you said it to me, like, how many times do I have to tell you I don't drink coffee late at night, right?
Wow.
And
I'm
when
so
I,
tired. I didn't. I forgot we had to
but
do
wait
a podcast.
Wait a second. When I asked you if you wanted coffee, it was 6:30. That's not late at night. 6:30.
Well, it is for me. I don't like to drink coffee past 5.
You go to Starbucks all the time after you work out, don't you?
No, never. I don't have coffee past 5.
Is that your rule?
Most of the time. Yes, because I...
Past 5.
Yes, I'd like to get to sleep. I don't have the luxury of napping.
Neither do I. Today I did for an hour because I did radio this
morning.
It was an hour. You know why?
I think you should be allowed to nap as long as you want.
I fell asleep at 4:30 and got up at 5:45. What time do you think you left? It was 4:30, and I'm thinking, I want to get up. I only want to sleep till like 5:30, but I forgot to set my alarm. I slept till like 5:45.
I was in the
six.
Car. At
yeah.
4:01.
Yeah, and I fell asleep at 4:30, like the half an hour after you left. And you know, I was exhausted. We had a stayed in New York last night.
Nobody's saying it's wrong. I'm saying I can't do it. I'm not.
I filled in for Opie today on Opie and with Opie and Norton. I think I should get the Opie money. Right?
Ask him.
Who?
Opie.
I wouldn't ask him. I would ask the bigwigs.
Then, yeah, definitely. Dear bigwigs, please send money. Rich Voss, 141 IQ.
It was... I don't know. It's just whenever I'm on with Norton, it's back and forth. You can't say anything. What do you mean? We're both attacking each other the whole time.
You love that. That's your favorite thing in the world.
Stop. I like talking regular too, but I did annoy him. I think I cut him off a couple of times. I didn't know.
Did he sit in Opie's chair?
No, he sat in his chair.
Who sat in Opie's?
Sam did.
Oh.
And I think they were mad because I was eating during radio, eating a little. Everybody does. But
yeah, but you might have been making a lot of noise.
I might have been. But I didn't count today as real radio.
Why not?
Opie wasn't there. Opie makes it real. Opie's the, what do you call it?
What's wrong with him? He's sick?
He's the foundation of Opie and Norton or Opie and anything on that Opie channel. Although, you know who did their own show the other day on that network?
Who?
Sandy Kane and Mike Buscetti.
Ooh, that's exciting.
You think that's exciting?
I mean, I'd like to hear that show.
I like Mike Buscetti. I think Sandy Kane.
I heard he has 140 IQ.
139. Sandy Kane is one of the most aggravating human beings on the planet. Just totally aggravating. And I don't know.
I don't know her at all.
Fucking.
I doubt
so
I've ever
aggravating.
Met her.
So aggravating. Why does every radio show throughout the country have like some fucking weird crew that they get? Like Stern has a bunch of weirdos that call.
Because it's like OP. Everything. People like watching train wrecks. Why do you think people listen to us?
Yeah, but we don't
We're part of that whole shit show too.
No.
Yes.
We don't have weird, crazy fucking.
We are the weird, crazy fucking idiots.
We're not weird and
crazy. Yes, we are.
We're not weird and crazy. Are you kidding me?
Well, what is your purpose then on O and J? What is your purpose?
What's my purpose? To be funny.
Uh-huh. And yes. do they make fun of you?
Sometimes I make fun of them. I make fun of
Okay,
Opie's.
Slow yeah. down there. Slow down there, Counterpunch. I'm just asking a few questions here.
Okay.
Just answer yes or no. You don't need to defend your...
No, because every time I'm in here, they don't attack. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. It depends. You know, what the mood is in the room or, you know, what's going on, you know. So, yeah, most of the time it's to take jabs at me and... You know, and vice versa. Said it right that time, huh?
No, I mean, I guess you could say it either way. I've since discovered.
You did?
It's vice versa or...
Vice versa.
Vice versa?
I don't think so. Vice versa? Vice versa?
I don't know. You don't say versa, right? You just say verse?
No, I say versa. I say versa.
Oh, you say vice versa?
I usually say vice versa. That's probably 100% wrong.
I don't know.
Well, people know. And after last week...
I can't just tell
after
anymore.
Last week when we asked for roast jokes, I think we got one half of one. Some guy wrote... it wasn't even... He said, make a comparison to Curtis Sleawood to something else. See, when we ask people to do us things, they don't do us anything.
Why should they?
Because we're entertaining them throughout for nothing.
Are we?
Yes.
I don't know. I think that an argument could be made that we're not.
By like all these other podcasts, they have like GoFundMe or send me something or chip in and send me money or buy my fucking
Didn't
posters.
Didn't you get some kind of phone thing?
No, that's against, I wouldn't do that. And I asked Norton about it today. He said, you can't do that. It's against the law. So you mean the guy that wanted to send me stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I had his information, threw it out in the garbage today because that's against the law.
Oh, so you can't even get stuff?
No, on our podcast, if we set up, people set up on their podcast like click this and donate money. And
we should set up for do you know how much money we get if we set up for like a divorce fund?
How much
people
you think
would
fucking
totally put money towards that?
See, you want to? That's how you want to get money? Is that how you want to get it? Deceive people? No,
I'm just saying. A lot of people feel like, hey, you guys should get a divorce.
People,
if you're going to talk about the marriage like that, just people, get out.
People divorce is too easy. They don't stick it out. That's why countries don't get along. That's why there's war. We're not supposed to agree on everything. But, you know, divorce is like going to war. And we're not going to war. You know what I mean? You see what I'm saying? You look pretty sexy when you did your hair there. That was sexy of you.
Well, I'm glad that I can visually...
stimulate me.
I don't know.
Why are you falling apart? You're falling
apart. I'm just very tired.
Drink some of your coffee.
I'm drinking it.
Goddamn, we slept in a hotel last night. A kid her size bullies us throughout the night in the bed.
She just kicks constantly.
Kicks either one of us, pushes us to
I don't even know how her legs can go that far in either direction. I mean, it's like she's straddling. It's crazy.
Takes the blankets. I was freezing.
Half the time she wants the blankets on her, half the time she doesn't. So she's either kicking them off or complaining she doesn't have them. Ugh.
Yeah, and how?
It's a nightmare.
Like, I didn't sleep a wink last night. I kept waking up.
Well, you slept a wink then.
Well, yeah, a little. And I woke up at 2 and I go, at least thank God I have a couple more hours to sleep. I must have fell asleep at like 1:30, 1 o'clock, 1:30. And I woke up at like 2:15 thinking I had to go into radio already. I go, oh, thank God I have over 3 hours. And it just was nonstop with her. It's, and then the same here, because she comes in our room every night. I really wish a doctor would help us. Why does our kid not, is it normal for a 7-year-old to come sleep with their parents every night? I don't think my other daughters did that. When they stayed at my house, I don't think they had their own room. I don't think they, not once did they climb in bed with me. Yeah, that's weird. Never did they. I mean, they were young. They never slept in. They slept in their bed. I had bunk beds in their room.
I don't know. It's just such a deeply ingrained habit at this point, and I'm too tired in the middle of the night to put her back into her bed.
I like when she comes in sometimes because it's cute, a little kid. She's warm. She separates us from, you know. But she pushes me right off the bed. Raina! 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 I'll forget it. And she's in her own... Like, all she does is watch Family Guy. And I can't take blame for that. But, I mean, Bonnie's a great mom, but she got herself into some kind of... Raina's in the car today going, what's herpes? What's herpes? From Family Guy. She learns it all from Family Guy. I mean, I think a lot of it's making her smarter.
Yeah. I mean, if there's ever a quiz at school about herpes, she'll get it right.
That's it? That's all you got?
I don't know. I don't find this that entertaining.
All right, well, let's move on. I was just saying I didn't sleep last night. Let's move on to the next, our next topic.
Do we have any reads?
No, and we can't make fun of that. We ran out of reads. We're done because the holidays are over. I hope something else will come in. Like I said before, I'm sure the sexting will come back.
I wish a company was ballsy enough to let me do a read. Do you dare allow me to do your advertisement? Your advertisement?
Oh, why don't you do make up a read or something?
I can't. It's got to be real. It's just like you can't. You know, people, like, you go to an audition and they're like, I've had this happen before where they try to get you to do some kind of man on the street audition, but they just bring in somebody from, like, the office. It's like, you know, a temp or, I don't know, some. And they go, okay, pretend this is a lady from Queens and she just came home from shopping. And, you know, you gotta, like, you can't do a fake man on the street. You can only do real. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It never works. It's like you can't fake talking to somebody in the audience. That's why it's the worst when somebody in the audience, when you ask someone a question in the audience and they give you a fake answer. I want to drive my foot through their fucking faces.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do my job if you're going to...
Well, I can read. I can feel the fake answers a lot, can't you?
Of course you know they're fake. Of course. You always know they're fake.
Oh, but if it's fake funny, you can make it funny and then trash them and then fucking...
I know, but it's so rarely funny. It's so like, you know, like, I'm a male stripper. And the audience doesn't laugh. The audience never thinks that guy is funny.
No.
Never.
I don't get male stripper. People don't say that anymore. That's not something to be proud of. People will go, I'm a doctor.
They think they're being funny.
They'll go, I'm a doctor or a lawyer.
Oh, no. The people that say the fake answers think they're being funny. So they'll say, I'm a OBGYN, you know, something. I'm a vag doc.
I don't like those people.
Yeah.
I don't see. That's why.
But it's the same with the read. I was making the can't do a fake read.
Well,
it has to be real in order to be funny.
Well, why don't you promote yourself?
No.
Promote.
It's not the same.
Oh, yeah. Do you have a new movie? Why don't you ask for try to get some money? Some.
For what?
Some investors for our new movie.
Well, yeah. I mean, if anybody has in the neighborhood of $100,000.
You want to invest?
To invest in
a scripted
film by Rich Voss and Bobby McFarlane.
We're proven. We have a proven track record when it comes to making movies.
We did well with the documentary. Nobody makes money back on a documentary.
And
excuse me.
That documentary.
But we did.
That documentary is still going strong. I just got a couple emails of people that watched it. You know, people are still, it's still on, you know, hot on Netflix. So we are proven filmmakers, and we have another film. It's not a documentary, it's a comedy.
It's very funny, right? You read some of it.
I read half of it so far, and I was very intrigued. Okay, pretty big word. You like that?
Yeah.
I was intrigued.
You like your part?
I'm very intrigued about my part. It was.
You like Keith's part?
Keith was great. He'll be catastrophic in his part.
Catastrophic?
Yeah, that means great.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
What does it mean?
Catastrophic means horrifying, horrible, catastrophic. It's a meteorite landing on Earth.
Oh, you're right. He'll just be excellent and great at what, you know, because I've already seen him do that type of character on other things.
Yeah, and the Colin sort of was playing that guy on the Colin.
Yeah.
The cop show.
Oh, talk about the cop show. Talk about the other night when we went to.
You talk about it.
You talk about it. It was your thing.
You talk about it.
It was your thing.
What's wrong?
I'm just tired too.
Oh, so the cop show premiere at Caroline's. I was in the first episode, so that was exciting and fun. I played a hooker. I'm gonna go. If you're gonna lay there and sleep, I'm not doing it.
I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, you're just sitting there with your eyes closed. I never did that to you.
You're not talking to me, you're talking to the people on this one.
Rambling on.
You're talking to the people on this one. Explain to them who was next to us, everybody that was there, the red carpet. We did
no,
a lot that
not
night.
Not doing it now.
I just closed my eyes for 1 second.
No.
Do you want
you're
me to?
Like, go ahead and talk about it.
What? I wasn't doing that against you. I was listening while you were talking on mic. I didn't want to cut you off. You get mad if I cut you off.
This is exactly a very perfect teachable moment about what kind of person Rich Voss is.
I don't want to cut you off.
That is not true. You didn't want to listen.
I was listening to everything. You want me to tell you exactly what you said?
It's your, okay. It doesn't matter if you actually heard it or not, but you weren't listening.
Are you talking to me about the other night? Or are you talking to the people?
I wouldn't mind if you were engaged.
Okay, let's go, because we had a good time. It was last night, Monday night, Tuesday night. When was it? It was Monday night. Holy shit, we've been in New York 2 nights in a row. Monday night at Caroline's, We got there a little early, so we went out for to Costi's or something.
Costi? I don't know if it's Cosi or Costi.
Bonnie likes to frequent there and have herself a little salmon salad that she found.
It's
quite tasty, and she takes that to sesame.
Oriental salmon salad.
Yeah.
It might be called an Asian salmon salad.
You know, people told us that, you know, we don't have to do our own reads, but we can plug Houlihan's that we like so much, and eventually if someone's going to get, you know.
They started following me on Twitter.
Who, Houlihan's?
Yeah. I swear to God.
I think they follow me on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea.
Well, we're big fans of Houlihan's.
I think I have more followers than them. It's than not like Houlihan's? Like, yeah.
You can't. They're national.
It's not like they don't have that many followers. Who's following Houlihan's?
I'm sure Fridays and Applebee's are to see what's going on at Houlihan's, because when it comes to that those kind of restaurants, Houlihan's hands down blows away Fridays and Applebee's. Everybody knows it. If you're going to go to a restaurant,
Houlihan's is the top of that style.
Well, Houlihan's is almost.
It's
between.
It's actually better than the Cheesecake Factory, because the Cheesecake Factory just has too much. Houlihan's has the right amount.
Yes, and they don't give you 4 tons of it. You know,
some people would see that as a downside.
Well, no, they give you the right amount.
They give you the right amount.
What you're supposed to have, and they come over to your table, and it's not aggravating when the manager says, "Is everything fine?" Okay.
It is odd though, because they're not dressed. They don't have a name tag. They're not dressed. They're just. It's almost like somebody from another table just walks over like, "You guys did good over here tonight? Yeah, mind your business."
I don't like waiters or waitresses in any restaurant. They give you play-by-play action of what they're doing.
I'm just going to take these knives out of your way. Let me just clear these glasses. I'm going to just give you a little bit more water over here. I'm going to dump some lemons just in the middle of the table like that.
Yeah, really? Just do it. That's what you're supposed to do. I'm going to bring in a check, but would you like dessert first?
I'm going to bring over a dessert menu.
On the way to get your check, I'm going to stop by over at that table and see how they're doing. They're still on their appetizers, but I'll be back and I'll clean up the rest. And does the little kid want some ice cream? You think that's not fucking aggravating? Just do what you're supposed to do. We don't need play-by-play. Okay.
Well, the problem is that, like, once you throw, I mean, they make most of their money on tips, right?
Yes.
Once you put that in the mix, it's like everybody's got their own style, what they think gives them more tips. But I did read a study fairly recently that people who are a little bit mean make more tips. That's how fucked up human beings are, is that, like, they try to get you to like them even after the fact. So if like your waiter's a little bit mean to you, you'll leave a little bit extra, like, yeah, but you'll like us because we're good tippers.
Yeah, well, I'd rather have somebody who's them.
Well, it's like, I gotta go to a dentist, but I don't want to go to a dentist that's all cheery and smiley and asking me how often I floss and shit like that. It's just like, I want some old grump to look at my mouth, maybe fucking give me a little bit of shit that I haven't
maybe
had enough appointments in the last few years. And then just fix my teeth. You know, I don't need somebody like cheery. Oh, I hate the cheery. There's something about cheery, like, "Hi, how are you today?"
You know I'm against that.
But it's not natural. Nobody's like that. Nobody's really.
I tell people, and you get mad when I tell them.
Then it's uncomfortable when I'm in that situation.
I tell them to say,
"Well, I'm just always happy."
I tell them to talk in their voice. It doesn't, you know, I'm helping them for the future. They don't know it. Okay, it's called tough love. It's called waitstaff.
But
wait,
stop being
tough.
So, like, it's fine to be not. You could be like, "Hey, how are you? Welcome to the restaurant. Hey, can I get you a table?" That's fine. It's that extra. It's
that high
little
voice.
Extra, like,
high fucking.
Hi, welcome. How are you? It's like, I don't feel like meeting you with that kind of energy. Like,
from
I don't
now
feel
on,
like
I'm gonna say something.
Coming up to that level. So it's like it's forcing you to. It's like if you're like, "Hey, how are you?" Then suddenly you're the fucking asshole. It's like, well, you're the asshole for making everybody come up to your fucking dumb level.
I'm telling you, from now on, I'm not going to let it slide. So if you get embarrassed, you cannot go with me anymore. I'm telling everybody.
All right, I will allow you to do it, but you can't do it like this. You can't just be like, hey, can you shut the fuck up about it? Like, you come in too low. You got to be like, I'm good, but you need to bring it down a notch. Like, you can do it like that.
That's meaner. I do it. You can't say I'm good, but you mean to bring it.
Well,
you
whatever.
Need to bring it.
You are sarcastic and childish about it.
No, I say to them, I go, you could talk to us like you're talking to a friend after work. Okay, that's the voice you can use.
And it should be a friend that you don't particularly like that much even.
Yes,
it should be like you're being forced against your will to stand at the podium and greet people. That shouldn't be a fantastic fucking job.
No, you shouldn't
You should show your true colors a little bit and be like, oh,
you know,
hey, how are you guys? I hate it here. I would appreciate that.
I almost never acknowledge when I'm walking off a plane and they're standing there and they say thank you or goodbye. I just walk with my head down. Okay, I hate the airlines, and I just...
The airlines is the opposite. They need to fucking bring it up a notch.
Some of them, yeah.
One time I was, going to get on a plane, and I stood in the wrong line, and she was like, go over there! Like, she was really, like I was in kindergarten or something. I go, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. She goes, I'm having a great day! I was like, whoa.
Where was this?
I don't know. It's like, you know,
I would
United.
Say, don't talk to me that way. I would have told her, don't you talk to me that way. You're crazy.
I know. We have a different approach. I go Canadian passive aggressive.
So we went to the Colin Quinn premiere party Monday night. He premiered his online TV show, Cop. Mm-hmm. Bonnie was in.
The Cop Show.
The Cop Show.
It's very, very funny. We actually watched six episodes. It's really
I know
funny.
It's very funny. I thought it was five episodes.
Oh, maybe we saw five.
Nobody would show six.
Oh.
We watched five. Very funny, all five of them. And they had big stars in every one.
Mm-hmm.
Seinfeld, Amy Schumer, Pat Cooper, Gaffigan.
No.
I said big stars.
Oh. Well, that one didn't have a big star then.
No, it's regular.
Colin Quinn.
Colin carried that one. Seinfeld, I said Seinfeld, right? And the table next to us was the most aggravating motherfuckers on the planet that...
Well, let me just explain something. I believe, and I don't know this for sure, but I think that the actual
event was a fundraiser
for
something.
Yeah, or maybe it was like a combined event, or it was some weird thing because...
Creative
Coalition had put this on. And what do you want?
Why do you have rabbit ears on?
I can't understand what you're saying. What?
Talk.
I'll be done in 10 minutes.
Talk. Okay. Wait, come here. I got to ask you something. For real, come here now.
Oh, please.
And you could talk.
Please.
First of all, you look cute with those. Are they rabbit ears or mouse?
Rabbit.
And don't try to be funny. It's just normal. We're going to be normal.
Okay.
I'm going to add. See? Can I ask you something normal and you answer normal? Please, yes or no?
Okay.
No, this is not comedy. We're doing a real one today. Don't.
Okay.
Don't listen to her. Now, when we sleep at night, can you tonight try to stay in your room the whole night? Remember when you used to stay in the room the whole night? Mommy would give you a prize the next day. Remember that? Remember? Yes or no? Talk.
Yes. I mean, yes.
Quit being funny. You're not cute. I don't think you're cute anymore. Listen to me. I'm talking to you. Don't listen to mommy. She's going to ruin it. Listen to me. When you used to sleep in your room, did you get a little prize the next day?
Croissant.
What the heck does that mean?
Wee wee.
Okay. Tonight, is there any possible way tonight you could sleep in your bed the whole night and not walk in our room?
Do you think?
I didn't say go to the bathroom in bed. Okay. Last night in the hotel. See, here's your problem. We don't mind you. We like having you around.
Croissant.
Listen, we like having you around.
Oui, oui.
But when you come in our bed, you kick and take over and push everybody out. You're like a little mouse that takes over the whole bed. It's a king size bed.
Wee wee.
Get a wee scram. Beat it. You don't. I can't have a conversation with you. Beat it.
I'm just buying Frank.
Okay, I'm going to call Jessica and Ellen because they know how to have a conversation.
Okay.
My other daughters.
Call them.
My other daughters, the cool daughters. How do you like that? Why'd you tell her to do that?
What? I didn't say anything.
You told her to talk French.
No.
And you know I don't understand French.
So it was a creative coalition. And anyway, so there was a lot of people invited that I guess that didn't have anything to do with Colin and the Cop Show. And so there was like some Housewives of New York and some sort of B and C list celebrities. And
who were some?
Well, Ramona from the Housewives was right next to us. She was with some other people from that show, the Housewives of New York, sitting right next to us, the table right next to us. And they were like loud and trying to get attention. And
ugh, oh, they're just fucking the worst. Because, like, do you think if that was, you know.
I mean, Seinfeld was there, so they probably went because they thought, like...
Well, do you think if any...
Why would they come to it?
Any actors or comics were sitting at a table, they would be loud trying to get attention in the middle of
Maybe.
No.
Comics would be loud if it was something that wasn't important to them.
No, they wouldn't
they would
ruin...
They would be like...
They wouldn't ruin the thing for the event.
They might be giggly and snide remarks to themselves.
But they wouldn't be loud. They wouldn't ruin the event... For the other people.
Well, they didn't ruin the event.
They didn't ruin it. But
they were annoying and obnoxious.
To people around them that could hear them. And I was right next to them. We were right next to them. You know, they played three of the episodes that were very funny. And
well,
they're
they
talking
laughed.
Through,
they were
yes,
laughing.
Yes, but they
the...
talked through them, though.
Yeah.
Then they didn't stay for the whole five episodes. You know, like, you're not that important.
I agree. I thought they were rude.
I thought they were really, I don't know who she is. If I tripped over her, and I guarantee they're not as hot as the ones from California. If you took all the New York housewives, I guarantee one by one they're not as hot as the ones from LA.
The all of the housewives, there's only like two of all the housewives that are even like what
you
consider attractive.
The one
they're all too old and too much plastic surgery.
Brandy doesn't have plastic surgery.
Of course she does.
No, she doesn't.
And she's in her 40s.
She's very good looking.
But she's probably one of the only housewives that's like actually attractive that you would be attracted to. All the rest, I'm telling you, they look like socialites. They're just, you know, it's like they've got the hair is right. It's like everything's right, but it's all wrong. It's hard to explain.
Well,
they're not.
When they left, I was very happy because I got to enjoy the last two episodes without trying to focus on a table that I didn't want to focus on, right. Even though I focused on the episodes, all five of them, and laughed all the way through them.
Oh, and we got to go through the press line.
Yeah, they showed today, they went through photos from
Were we in the photos?
No, but we're in another set of photos. Oh. Like different, like there's Getty or this and that.
Yeah.
And some other person said, oh, here's the photos that you guys were in too from the event that night. I guess they're not as big as the website that they went to. I think it's Getty or something. Or I don't know. But we had some great photos. I'll show them to you. They look fantastic.
Oh, I'm scared.
No.
Because I didn't have any makeup and stuff.
I'm going to try to find them now.
And then afterwards, we went and sat with, who was all at that table? Norton.
His ex-girlfriend.
Jen.
Sam.
Sam. Anthony. And his girlfriend. Oh, damn it. What is her name?
Doesn't really matter. That was kind of fun for a few. I like seeing Anthony. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's funny.
He's fun to hang out with.
We can only stay for a few minutes. And Kurt Metzger and Karen, his girlfriend, were sitting at another table in the same restaurant.
Just by chance,
just weird. That was so odd.
But what are the odds?
But I felt like show busy, like walking through and saying hi to people.
But what would Kurt Metzger like?
He likes that restaurant. When he did our radio show, he was like, I heard him say, I'm going to blow off my set at the XYZ Club, I don't want to say, and we'll go to
Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's.
But where does he have that kind of money, even though he's a writer for the number one show on Comedy Central?
Well, I guess they're doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't.
They were having lobsters, for God's sakes.
You know what? Kurt Metzger's a fraud.
Why?
Because he's the kind of person that would go on Facebook and trash a big establishment like that and that type of restaurant.
No, he would. You know what? The thing about I've learned about Kurt Metzger is you don't know where he's going to go. That's what I kind of love about him, is that he's not. You don't. You can't quite. If you think he's going to post about this like this, he doesn't.
No, you think he would eat off a food truck.
But he might post about how fucking, if you've got the money to eat lobster, you should go eat lobster. I don't know. He's like that. He takes a stand. You don't know what it is, and you know, whatever. He's going to be on the roast. The Kubi. Oh, tell the story.
Tell the Ron Kubi and. You tell it. I'm too beaten down.
Okay, so we're driving home. We're listening to Ron Kubi and Curtis
and Kubi.
Curtis and Kubi.
On 77.8. Because I was in Bonnie's car, and Bonnie doesn't have Sirius in her car.
I don't have Sirius. So we're listening to Curtis and Kubi because we're doing a roast for them coming up on like March 9th or something. At
Gotham
Comedy Club. And so they're promoting the roast, but they don't say any of the roasties' names. They just say, we're getting roasted, and it's at Gotham, and it's a Jeffrey Gurian production, and they make no mention. Jeffrey Gurian is the guy putting it together, the producer of the roast. And they make no mention of the people doing the roast for free, I might add. I don't know what the charity is for. But it's annoying. It's like, well, why wouldn't you say the names of the people on the roast? So...
And I'm hosting it.
Yeah. So Rich tried to call Jeffrey Gurian and couldn't get through to him. So then they said the number on Curtis and Kubi to call in.
Just their call-in number if you're a caller.
Just, you know.
And the producer knew me, so they
probably... So Rich called in. No, you got a weird question.
No, but that was from the girl, and she said, Mike, the producer, is a big fan of yours. Then he went on.
Well, you go, I'm going to trash him. And then I heard her be like,
"That was
I don't want, you can't trash anyone.
No, that was her. And then Mike is on the phone.
That's why I was like, don't even tell her that you're going
to. No, but then Mike is on the phone, the producer, and says, look, a lot of people have been calling up saying they're different people. So I just want to make sure it's you. I go, who's going to pretend they're
rich?
Didn't you hear me say who's
going to?
So that he's a comic.
Oh.
Didn't you hear her say, and then I said, I'm a big fan of his?
Yeah, but I didn't know.
Yeah,
why.
Their producer. So they put me right through, and then I said to Ron Kubi, you know, we heard this promotion, and Jeffrey Gurian is getting promoted, the producer, but who's going to come see him? What about? He said, no. He goes, thanks for listening to us, because every other read, I mentioned everybody's name, and he started listening.
That's
off the name.
That's such bullshit anyway. Of course he would say, I would say that. If somebody called me out on the radio, I'd be like, oh, we always say it.
No, he knew the names of who's on the
road.
He's
sitting there with a piece of paper in front of him with the names on it. Of course he is. I'm not saying he never, ever said it, but he doesn't say it all the time. We just happened to hear the one time he didn't say all the names. That's bullshit. And also, if he knows you're a comedian calling in, he should have, like, you know, why didn't he let you be funny? He just was, like, shutting it down.
I don't know. He's a lawyer. What kind of human? What does he know about
you? He should
have
been happy that you were calling into their dumb, boring, fucking stupid ad-filled radio show.
That's all it is ads. They cut me off to go to ads.
They let you talk for about 18 seconds, and they're like, gotta go, and they went back to doing ads.
I know. That's all they do.
Oh, well, good thing you gave out your fucking number so you could take 18 seconds worth of calls.
Yeah, why don't they just go to someone else and say, hey, they'll be with you when they have time to talk?
Well, and I don't know, because when they came back from that 27 minutes of commercial break, they had to talk about Kubi's ex-girlfriend or something.
No, they were talking about the kid that helped the other kid, helped the girl.
Right.
And they're just, it's such fucking, they're dumb radio. And
I'm going to fucking roast them, I'm telling you. It's not going to be that kind of roasting where you're like, I'm just going to go like this, you guys just get off the fucking radio, you idiots.
Stink.
You shitheads.
This could be all their.
I'm going to leave out the funny. I'm going to go, you know what? I'm going to do what you guys do on your show. Leave out the funny. So I'm going to.
Well, it's going to be.
I'm not going to put any funny in because you guys wouldn't know what the fuck was going on.
You know, I mean, Gotham is like maybe 300 seats, 250 seats. And if it's their fan base.
Yeah, it's just going to be their fans coming to listen to us trash them, and the fans are going to be like.
A bunch of old people.
Yeah, it's going to be like,
what do you think?
Well, how dare you?
What do you think listens to Curtis and Kubi?
I don't know, but you have to. It doesn't even make sense for a show. Why would you have one half? Every single person listening is going to be highly irritated by one of the hosts. Okay, so why would you have that for a show? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, they're a team.
Like, really, you're gonna like? Has anyone in the history of the world ever been like, I started off being a Curtis fan, but after listening to Ron, I changed my mind.
Has there ever been a roast of two people at once? Not one. I can't even think of it. Even if the Smothers Brothers were roasted, they would probably only pick one of them.
Yeah, of course. The other one would be the fucking host.
Yes.
That's the worst.
So that call didn't last too long.
And then they never mentioned it again when they came back from break. I thought it was disrespectful, and I'm going to fucking say something about it.
Do you think they're going to remember?
I don't give a shit. I'm going to just totally ignore them.
Who's on the roast? Kurt Metzger.
And this is the other thing. When I was listening to it, I'm like, why am I even on this dumb fucking roast? I don't know who they are. I've never listened to them before. You know what I mean? Like, how did I get that? They asked me to do the Jeffrey, who I have a real soft spot for. I love the guy when I see him. But he asked me to do it, and I was like, oh, I'm working that night. I wish I could. Oh, sorry. And then they changed the date, and I didn't really have a. He's like, remember when you said you wished you could? Well, we changed the date. Shit.
Well,
like, why do I want to do a bunch of work?
I got to do it too,
going on the radio. I think it's being aired in its entirety. I think it is.
It can't be, because maybe on Sirius, but it can't be on this because it's going to be too. And I'm not signing anything where they could air.
Maybe this is just false evidence appearing real. I don't know.
It's fear. It's fear. You're living in fear. Because I don't know when
maybe
I'm going
to. Maybe this is fucking esoteric.
I haven't even started writing yet for this. I was writing for another roast.
Yeah, no, I'm still writing for my friend for the Bieber roast.
Me too.
I got to write for fucking. Nice hat. Nice ponytail.
I know. There
you. Shakira called. She wants her hair back. I mean,
what am I going to say? To these mid-afternoon. They're not even morning.
Oh,
or
my
afternoon.
God. They're the worst time slot. They're the worst idea for a show.
Mid-afternoon. Okay.
They're the ones that are the joke. They're an ad delivery system, and they don't even know it.
They're an infomercial.
Like, they just.
For other commercials.
Yeah. ABC was like.
Who can talk for a few seconds before we do a bunch of advertising?
Like, you know what? Curtis and Kubi, I like the way that sounds. And then they're just like, well, nobody will ever really hear them because of all the ads. And then there's the news, and then there's the time, and then there's the traffic. Curtis and Kubi, this is perfect. It's like
well, they were on years ago, and then they got
Springtime for Hitler, you know?
They were fired, and then they brought them back, I guess, when they reconstructed their, I think, because...
I bet you if you found out these guys work for next to nothing.
Well, Ron Kubi's a lawyer. He's making money. I mean, I guess he does a lot for free because he loves helping the poor. And I bet he does that for... He's like the White Al Sharpton. You know, he'll try to get attention, run out. Yesterday he was on the air because he was helping some homeless guy that did something and got handcuffed. And call my lawyer, Ron Kubi, so he runs off the air to, you know... But it's all fucking, you know, it's all grandstanding.
Look, which one is it? That's the lawyer?
Kubi.
Listen, we're going to need a little more ad space. Do you think you could find some homeless guy you have to run off the air? Listen,
we're getting, your voices are really
your
annoying.
Your voice is annoying people, so... Is there any way you could...
And stupid fucking Curtis with his intros to guests are longer than his interviews. He fucking rhymes everything. He's like a low-budget Dr. Seuss. It's fucking horrible. It's
he
like,
rhymes things.
Yeah, he like Walt Frazier used to do that when he was announcer for the Knicks, and Curtis does it as like.
Like, give me. Can you give me an example? Or is it too hard?
It's you know.
You should
because
you
call,
should definitely do that like, on the roast when you yeah. introduce them.
He used to call like Gotti.
What's the one guy's last name?
Curtis Sliwa.
Oh, Sliwa. What the fuck kind of name is that?
Hey, what did he used to say like about the Italians? He used to say, oh, mobsters eating lobsters.
Oh, brother.
Stuff like that, you know. Oh, God. And the comics on the roast, I mean, well, no, we like Chuck Nice.
No, we like all the comics on
who's
the roast.
Who's on Chuck Nice?
The only ones I know are Chuck Nice, Kurt Metzger, the Stone Brothers, and us.
And I guess you're going to have people from there. From yeah. their
radio that we don't know, that everyone in the audience is going to be like, wait, can't wait to hear what you say about Lady X that sometimes pops in and yells at Curtis for.
Well, Curtis was married and his wife went over and was doing radio and I think television at one point. His first wife, very attractive too. She was very attractive. I don't know what. If he got remarried or whatever, I don't follow them. I guess like the day before, I'll start fucking getting nervous. And maybe this weekend I'll write for it. Yeah, I'll do it this weekend.
Start thinking of rhymes.
I know. Mobsters eating lobsters.
No, but you got to like introduce them as like.
Yeah.
Curtis and Kubi.
Doobie doobie doobie.
One and the booby. I don't know.
You know. It's they're radio hosts. I mean, it's got to be. It's going to be sold out. So, well, anyhow,
yeah. Well, our fans should come if you're, so you can cheer us when we. I'm just going to stand up and just yell at them about what fucking idiots they are.
Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
You're going to just yell at them?
I'm going to just go. You fucking stop wasting everybody's lives.
Okay.
You dumb roasts. Who fucking decided they should have a roast?
Well, maybe they're raising money for a charity.
I'd like to know what that charity is.
Hopefully.
Which charity is it? Is it going to be Ron's charity?
Then that would go to terrorists.
To the ISIS, or is it Curtis's charity, the NRA? Which charity?
Whoa.
Boom.
Left
yeah.
and right.
You guys want to hear more of that? Why don't you come down to the roast? March 9th.
Yeah. At Gotham. $25 to get in, but the money goes
$25 a pop, but the money goes to ISIS. Therapy. It's therapy for ISIS.
This weekend, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which will be this weekend at Wiley's Comedy Club in Dayton, Ohio. Dayton, Ohio, I will be. Wiley's. Next weekend, go to my website. I'm doing a bunch of one-nighters in Fort Myers area because the club I was supposed to work closed. It closed, but I ended up piecing together some other work, luckily.
I think I have a show tomorrow night, but I can't remember where it is.
Yeah, but I'm at Wiley's this weekend.
Oh, sorry.
In Dayton, Ohio. If you haven't seen Women Aren't Funny... Netflix.
Our radio show every Tuesday night, Sirius XM 103.
Last night we had a pretty good show. We had some great guests. And
go fuck yourselves.
We're out. We are out. And we made it through another podcast. Goodbye.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.